Sagt the Mishnah weiter, man sagt es above a Metzia Perik Ches Mishnah Aleph. We've discussed many times that a shoyl is chayiv anoinus. If I borrow a potter and the potter just dies, wasn't my fault. I still have to pay. There is, however, a heter. Besides for the heter of Mesa Machos Malacha, that means I borrow a drill and I use it the normal way you use a drill and it broke. Besides for that heter, there is another time that the shoyl does not have to pay even on anoinus. You know when that is? The answer is Ba'olav Imai. The pasuk says, "V'chiyishal ish me'imri eyu, v'nishbar oimeis." If ba'olav ein imai, if the bialim were not with him, that's when shalom yishalim. But im ba'olav imai, if the bialim were with him, lo yishalim, he does not have to pay. Our mission is going to teach us how to understand this halacha that if the bialim are with him, he doesn't have to pay. We're going to see in our mishnah that this does not necessarily mean the bialim were with him at the time that the potter died. As a matter of fact, that may not even help. When is he potter? If the balabas was doing work for the shoyl at the time that he borrowed it, whether the balabas was just helping out, volunteering, or the balabas was hired to do work. And even if it's not the same thing, even if I borrowed the potter to plow with, and I asked the balabas to help me water the field. But if the bialim were working for the balabas at the time that I borrowed it, the Torah says the shoyl is potter. What does it mean at the time that I borrowed it? If I borrow a cow, so I'm chayav an oinus, but I have to do a kinyan on the cow, just like when you buy something, you have to do a kinyan. To become a shoyl, you have to do a kinyan. I have to do a mashicha on the cow. That's what we're zeroing in on. If at the time I did the mashicha on that cow to become a shoyl, if at that moment the owner was working for me, either volunteering or I was paying him, I am potter on an oinus that takes place later, even if the bialim were not with me at the time that the oinus took place. Let's see our mishnah. Hashoyel es potter, if I borrowed a potter from a friend, and I made a kinyan, I did mashicha. Vishoyel, and if at the same time, bi'olel ima, I borrowed the bialim along with the potter. In other words, I asked the owner of the potter, he should help me do some malacha, and he was doing, or even if he was mamish, preparing himself to do that work at the time that I did the mashicha. Oy sachar, or I hired bi'olel ima, the bialim, to work along over here at the same time that I have the potter. In other words, at the time that I borrowed the potter, I hired the bialim to do malacha at that time. But either way, the bialim were with me at the time of mashicha. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, Shoala Bailim, I asked the Bailim to come along and help me. In a way, I like borrowed the Bailim. Or I hired them to do a malacha. And afterwards, when the Bailim were already doing the malacha, Shoala Sapara, I said, you know what? Can I borrow your cow? The Mesa and the cow died. Even though normally a Shoal is Chayav an Oinis, over here, Potter, he is Potter to pay the Dmei HaParah to the Bailim. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Im Ba'olav Imoy La Yeshalem. That if the bialim are with him, meaning together with the shoyl, at the time of the borrowing, although the oinus occurred afterwards, the shomer is potter to pay. However, avol bat shoyl is a potter. If he borrowed the potter from the bialim, the achakach, and afterwards, after the shoyl was already zoiche in the potter, I said, you know what? It would be nice to have the bialim also working along. Shoyl is a bialim. He borrowed the bialim to do a malacha, oisacharan, or hired them. Vamesa, and then the potter died, be oinis. Chayiv, the shoyl, has to pay for the potter, even though the bialim were with him at the time of the misa, at the time that the animal died. But they weren't with him at the time that he did the mashicha, at the time he was koin of the potter for the borrowing. How do I know the shenemra? Because the pasuk says, Ba'olav ein imai, if the bialim are not with him, ashalim yishalim. And Chazal understand that means that the bialim were not with him at the time that he borrowed it. Then shalem yishalem, the shoyl has to pay, even though the bialim were with him during the time that the oinus happened. So again, we learned three cases in our mishnah. One case was when the bialim started to do malacha at the same time that he was borrowing the potter, or if the bialim were already doing malacha when he borrowed the potter. But the point is, at the time of the borrowing, the Bailim were working for the Balabas, even though not necessarily doing the same kind of work that the cow was working, then he is potter. But if I already borrowed the potter, and later on, I asked the Bailim to come and do work for me, whether I'm paying them, or whether they're volunteering, even though the Bailim were there when the animal died, I still have the din of a regular shayel that is chayiv on Einus.